From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Dr. Robert Hilliard of Sanibel was a 19-year-old Purple Heart recipient serving as a reporter in the U.S. Army in Germany right after World War II ended, when he was sent to cover what would become the story of his life. It was a liberation concert at a makeshift hospital and displaced persons camp at a former monastery outside Munich called St. Attilian. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Fort Myers, he speaks with his friend Amy Tardiff, who produced a play he wrote about that experience.
Most of the people couldn't walk. They were dying, literally dying. I don't know where they got the instruments. They were still in their striped concentration camp uniforms, and they played music that had been banned during the whole Hitler era, and I cried. And right after the concert, a Dr. Zalman Grinberg, who was head of this group, that is, he was a survivor, and he put together these people who literally stumbled out of Dachau and Buchenwald and just ended up somehow together. And he said, "We are dying here. We are getting no help from the U.S. government or from any other source."
And as a reporter, you're technically not supposed to do something about it, but you did.
Yeah, so you try to stay objective, but I couldn't. It was humanity dying right in front of my eyes. We stole food from a mess hall and brought it to them. I would borrow an officer's uniform. I would walk into the Burgermeister's office in little towns, act like I was a Nazi general, and in my high school German, order them to bring food. I would say, "Nächsten Morgen, Sie wollen hier haben 100 Pfund Kartoffeln." You better have 100 pounds of potatoes here. And I would explain to them that if they didn't, I would remove them. I couldn't remove anybody, but they thought I was an American officer. We would get our 50 pounds or 100 pounds of potatoes next morning, but that wasn't enough. My colleague, Edward Herman, one of the things he did that, to the best of my knowledge, never happened in the whole history of U.S. service before or since, he bought out our entire post exchange and brought the whole thing over to St. Attilian. So what Ed Herman and I decided to do, to write a letter accusing the American people of genocide by neglect. So we asked them to send packages. Our letter reached President Truman. President Truman ordered his representative to the refugee centers in Europe to investigate. I remember Ed Herman and I were in Munich one day, and we met Earl Harrison. In his hand, he had a copy of our letter. And he said, "You're the two youngsters who wrote this letter." "Yes, sir, we are." "Well, I want you to know we can do something about it." Well, I turned to Ed and I said, "Do something. They're going to court-martial us." And Ed said, "No, I don't think so." Finally, the New York Times headline of September 30th, 1945, "President orders Eisenhower to end new abuse of Jews, likens our treatment to that of the Nazis." Well, everything changed. Eisenhower then ordered supply sent, but he also released the packages. There were like 1,200 packages, but they were being held up in the port of New York because Truman wanted to be sure that we just weren't two crazy revolutionary kids making accusations.
Are you proud of what you did?
I don't know if proud is the right word. Satisfaction. I mean, you see people dying, and you can't just stand there. Indeed, I see that today, where we've got refugees from Syria, from Afghanistan, from Sudan, from all over the world. I see those same faces in the 30,000 Mexican children that we have incarcerated in California. And I cannot believe the hard-hearted, evil hearts of people who won't let these people start a new life. But I learned something more important. Ed Herman and I, two privates, no power. We wrote this letter. We stuck our necks out knowing that we probably would be court-martialed, but we succeeded in changing the policy of a country and helping save thousands and thousands of lives. You know, I tell this story to kids in elementary schools, and I say, "You got a bully in your school? Don't just stand there. and let it happen. Stop the hate.
Have you ever run into people who you met at St. Etienne?
There was a reunion of some of the survivors of St. Etienne, and it was wonderful to see these people who came to Ed and me and said, you made our life possible.
At 91 years old, Dr. Robert Hilliard remains politically active. He's an author and a playwright who uses his words today to fight hate. This interview was recorded at StoryCorps in Fort Myers, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. This excerpt was selected and produced by Amy Tardiff.